This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for our brand new segment, which will probably continue throughout the week, but then not for another year.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Corey asks all the combine questions.
But it might continue next year. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I agree. But okay. If you're doing it in a month, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Hold on, Kevin. I'm paying my mortgage real quick.
What the hell?
Let me just get this
is your segment. I just hyped it up.
I am almost done. Except, and now I need to print. Do I print to the printer around here? You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Shift Apple 4 and then screenshot it. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Corey
asked. You know what? Now I hope your segment goes poorly.
This is questions about the draft, Kevin. And we ask these questions to everybody. And it's about the teams that are dealing with the draft right now. We'll start with the Cowboys. Will Jerry Jones never talk to the media again? Your thoughts?
My thoughts are there is slim to no chance of that happening, and Slim just left town. Is that how it goes, I think?
Yeah.
Look, good for him and the Cowboys for showing some restraint on the party bus and stuff like that, but or the lack of party bus, but no chance.
Okay, so what do you...
Can I ask you a question in return?
Yeah, this isn't just me asking questions.
Okay, well, I literally teased it as Corey asks all of the combine questions.
I really need to rethink what I just said, then.
Okay, so the segment might be back tomorrow, just with a different name.
Let's take a break now.
No.
All right.
Jerry Jones has presented two options.
Talk or not talk? He's going to talk, and then also not talk for hours.
You do your regular two times a week on the fan, talk to people after the games, and you lose in the first or second round of the playoffs. Or You have no media presence the entire season, and the Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
I think he wants to do his thing.
I do, too!
He loves talking to us. Listen, I know he kind of gets tired of the same questions over and over, and that's why he probably needs to take a little bit of a step back sometimes and be like, I'm not going to talk about that one today, you know, and maybe not talk to the media right after games and say, I'll save it for my shows with Sean and RJ and the KNC Masterpiece. Like that would make sense, because then he's not being asked the same questions 12 different times throughout the week. Maybe that would be a good idea, but he loves to do that part. And I think that he's like, why would I do that? I'm paying for the team. I bought the team for a reason. This is one of the things I love to do. So I'm going to keep doing that part and hope that maybe we get a shot to win the Super Bowl. I think that's where he is on that. I do wonder why this year.
That's infuriating.
Is it scheduling, or is it something else? Is he just like, you know what, maybe I will take a little bit of a different approach to this?
Or do you think it is short-term fake optics? Where you're like, look how serious we are.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk to anybody.
Just wait till free agency. Nobody's going out of town.
Yeah, but then like... You know, we get to the season and everything's back the way it was before. Then does that really matter?
No.
Exactly.
Not ultimately. But if you can, I asked him multiple times last year, Kevin, on our show. I even asked Steven the same, when are you going to be a real son of a bitch? And when I asked that question, he was like, man, I don't know if I can say that word. I was like, Jerry, come on, you've said worse. But it was smart on his part to say it. But the idea of asking him that is, dude, when are you going to crack some skulls around that place and really put people on alert that if they're not performing up to snuff, you're not going to deal with it. Yeah. You're going to send them packing because everybody feels comfortable right now. And until you make them feel uncomfortable, they're going to continue to do what they do and not, again, I keep using this term, did not demand excellence of themselves because the owner's not demanding that of them.
Okay.
So that's where I am with that. Hopefully it all works out.
The way you said that makes me think you don't think
that it's not going to all work out.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 30 years don't give me a lot of promise.
Well, so that's hard to argue against.
But if the leaves fall and those leaves turn over, it'll be a new one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, will they get their quarterback in this draft, Kevin?
Okay. Can I answer? I don't want you to think this is a cop-out answer. My answer is yes, they'll get the quarterback they think will be their quarterback in this year. And then I think they'll find out, maybe we botched that one too.
Okay, so that's the other thing is it they're going to get Aaron Rodgers and draft a quarterback? Or
I can at least live with that. I don't think that's the way I would go, but...
They're going to get Sam Darnold and then draft a quarterback. They're going to get two former Jets quarterbacks and then draft a quarterback at the same time. That's how I see it working out for them. They're going to be like, we don't know which one, so we're just going to have to go with one of them.
I mean, that's a strategy. Again, I don't know if that's the way I would go. I feel like you could just try to draft your quarterback and take your chances, but I realize how the Daniel Jones debacle might have thrown them into a little bit of a spiral.
Do the Lions have true confidence in their new coaching staff, or do you think it's false confidence?
I think right now it's false confidence.
Like that Dan Campbell's out there talking up because that's what he does. He's not going to go out there and talk bad about anything ever. He's just going to be like, look, we're moving forward. We're a train going through a wall. We're just like that Coors Light commercial, cooling everything down. You know, love train. I don't know. That's how I feel like he thinks all the time. But it does feel like with this new coaching staff, he's pushing them, and they still have a lot of work to do.
And just for the record, I don't think they can't eventually be to that standard. But, I mean, now that you haven't actually seen them do anything in this specific role with the Lions yet, that you got to kind of project a little bit, right?
Yep. The Bears. I'm going all over the place here, Kevin. I'm asking all the questions.
Okay.
Will they upgrade their offensive line enough in this draft? That defense was very good under Scott Eberflus. And if people, I don't know if they were paying attention, they were very good under Eberflus. He built that thing. Like I've talked to a few Bears fans that went and pointed all the ways that he built it and instilled that in place. He was good. He wasn't a good game manager. We saw that again on Thanksgiving. And then he wasn't a great head coach. I have no clue how Ben Johnson's going to be, but I do know that offensively, Caleb Williams looked like he was running for his life last year.
I think they have made that one of the focuses of their offseason, and they have money to spend as well. So I'm going to say yes at the risk of being made to look foolish.
Okay. This is Atlanta. Is Kirk Cousins done?
No.
What do you mean no?
Kirk Cousins is not done.
In Atlanta or just in general?
In Atlanta. No, in general, he's done.
Okay.
Here, and I know you're like, wait a second. That's a confusing thing that you just said.
I appreciate it.
Hear me out. He's done in general in terms of being a helpful football player. He is not done in Atlanta because you're going to have to take the massive cap hit at some point or another. So why not just go ahead and hold on to him for another little bit? Because your dead cap hit is going to be massive either way. And I
don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I think they're like, hold on. So we essentially spent $90 million for 1 year of Kirk Cousins. What the hell? He stayed.
You like that?
Oh, wow. Kirk Cousins still doing you like
hey,
that.
We can make fun of him all we want, but if he got $90 million for 1 year, yeah, I do like that.
And yes, my apologies, Matt Eberflus. I don't know why I said
Did you say Scott
said
for a
Scott.
Second?
Yeah, I have no
and I was
clue
like,
why.
Did I hear that right?
It's all right. It ends in two T's. Makes sense to me. The rookie class from 2024 will bring the Arizona Cardinals back to life.
I'm going to say no. I like the draft class. I like their quarterback as a person. I just don't know if they're going to be able to get over all of that. I do. That's
what,
okay to say,
what do you
right?
think they're lacking the most in Arizona?
Don't make me say it. Maybe they need their quarterback to be just a little bit better. I know. That's why I didn't
you
want
you. Love that quarterback.
I do. I love Kyler, but he needs to be a little bit better for the rest of that draft class to be able to have the same impact that like a championship level team would have.
I often wonder when you have a very talented draft class and you look at the next one the next year and you're like, we got to do it again. If we can hit these two in a row, we're set for the next 10 years.
Sure.
You hit two drafts in a row, you're going to be really, if you can hit four players out of two drafts, like I'm saying each year.
No, I got
eight players total, you're having a great run.
I agree. Sometimes I wonder if that will only get you so far if the main cog in your machine isn't good enough. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Like, you can load up talent around whoever, but sometimes if that quarterback just isn't good enough, I just don't know if you get to that last little bit. But they did have a really good draft.
Yeah, no, they definitely, I mean, they started off pretty well there. All right, Kevin, we're going to dive into some other things now. Which wide receiver had the biggest jump this week? Was it Matthew Golden from Texas?
That's got to be the answer, right?
It feels like a lot of people are very excited. 429 looks really good. And he was already an extremely polished receiver.
Does really good mean just really fast? Or does that mean really good?
I think so. Daniel Jeremiah in December said that he thinks that he's going to be, he should be the number one overall. And then he goes to the combine or the top, one of the top receivers
yeah.
overall. Then he goes to the combine and has an exceptional showing.
Okay.
So now everybody's like, hey, Daniel Jeremiah pointed this out a long time ago that he thinks that this dude is that good. And he goes out and runs a 4.29. He has a 1.49 10-yard split and looks really nice. I think he elevated himself above everybody else a little bit.
Okay.
Because he was, what, 0.05 seconds faster than everybody else at the combine?
Yeah. And at least he didn't make some bold claim about breaking the 40-yard dash record and then falling pretty far short of it. So, all right. Where, but not at pick 12, right?
Not every conversation I have is going to be about the Cowboys.
Oh,
this one is
okay.
This is very specific. Like
okay.
This is in general.
In the league.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Then I get it. Then yes, definitely.
If and for other receivers who did not participate in on the field things, do you think that affected their status, or do you think it's going to help, or it doesn't matter at all?
So actually, I think I've moved more towards the it doesn't. Not that it doesn't matter at all, it just doesn't matter as much.
Okay.
Category over the last, I don't know, like 10 years. Because I used to think, oh my gosh, that person is not doing things at the combine. They're screwed. But it feels like with the proliferation of focus on pro days and stuff, that's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. And when it comes to quarterbacks, Quinn Ewers looked calm, but also looked inaccurate. Cool question is that good enough to be a starter in the NFL?
I mean, if you watched him play in Texas, that's about right. Accuracy turned out to be an issue. But if you're basing this all off the combine, Will Howard will never get drafted. So I'm hoping for the best for him. He had a really rough combine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Quinn Ewers will get drafted, and I think he'll get an opportunity at some point to start. I don't know if it's ever going to be an opportunity where, like, he's our guy and we're going with him and he could maybe be the franchise. I think he's going to get a shot because somebody gets hurt or somebody gets traded or somebody's rebuilding, and we'll see what he has in that moment.
The way he throws the ball looks smooth. Like, his mechanics on his throws just look really nice. You've seen him panic under pressure. Like,
yes.
We saw it enough times this year to know, man, he's not super capable of fleeing and getting away.
Yeah, super athletic for sure.
But and then you were like, well, but what about the arm? And then you're like, well, it's not always. And then during his run this weekend, he wasn't accurate. He was getting the ball to him, but not extremely accurate. Question two about quarterbacks. Jackson Dart had the biggest jump up this weekend. Your thoughts?
So, and I feel like the momentum has been building for Jackson Dart for, I don't know, like a month or so.
Again, I go back to in the season, he was fun to watch at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Then late in the season, he was like, I am making sure we do not get in the college football playoff. I'm going to throw as many interceptions as you've ever seen.
I don't know if that was like his sole focus, but I guess it did.
But he's got
kind of look that way.
He's got the build. Like, he's built like he's a prototype, 6 foot two and 2/8, 233 pounds. He's a big, strong kid, 9.5-inch hand size. That's all right.
He can move.
Yeah. 30-inch arm length. Like, the kid, he can do some things. So and watching him this weekend, their eyeballs got a little bit bigger on him.
He's not making it out of the first round. Yes, no.
I think
that too high. That's what I think. I think for a lot of people, and again, it just takes the one team, right? But for a lot of people, Jackson Dart has emerged as their QB3. I don't know how many teams feel like that.
It's a weak quarterback class.
I agree.
And for what Cam Ward and Shador are, you're like, okay, we kind of have an idea, but Jackson Dart kind of fills a lot of the boxes, checks a lot of the boxes that you want if you're going to develop or grow a quarterback. So I think he's a great option for somebody that has a quarterback that is like, hey, we might be ready to go move on from him, though, later in the round.
I just worry that Jackson Dart has turned out from my favorite project pick to that you're putting a lot on him. Like, I thought he was going to be a third-round pick. If you go back just a little bit, I thought he was going to be a third-round pick, and I was like, ooh, that's some intriguing value right there. I'd like to see how that works out, too. Is he going to go in the back of the first round? And you're like, okay, so you're expecting him to start, like, pretty soon?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how that's going to turn out. I like Jackson Dart. I don't know if I love him that much, but I kind of want to see how it plays
out. We'll get into Omarion Hampton tomorrow, Kevin, during Corey asks all the combine questions.
Do you want me to still label it like that?
For this week.
Okay.
We can ask football questions later down the road.
Okay, good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.